and you're listening to The Science Show on RN. We have three young researchers for you this week, continuing the vast range of investigation being done around Australia on your behalf. First, here's Tam Nguyen at Monash, whose experiment didn't quite come off, but which will be useful to other scientists.
Every chemist dreams of being involved in the discovery of a new drug that successfully enters the market, but more importantly, help in the treatment of medical conditions. It can take up to 20 years of research to discover one drug, so you can imagine the amount of dedication and perseverance a chemist requires. As an honours student in chemistry, I wanted to work on a project that involved the synthesis of new compounds that would serve as useful tools in anti-cancer drug design. Phosphodiesterase 2 was the enzyme in focus because evidence suggests it may be a useful target in prostate cancer. The mechanism? Well, PDE2 is expressed in prostate cancer cells, but not in normal prostate cells. PDE2 inhibition resulted in the selective increase of the second messenger, CGMP, which can lead to cell death, apoptosis, in prostate cancer cells while sparing normal prostate cells. So essentially, my project involved looking at new compounds that would prevent PDE2 from doing its job. So this is where the grunt work begins, to design new compounds with the potential to inhibit PDE2. The first four reaction steps were known, and I successfully completed these steps. Future research is required in the reaction conditions, or exploration of other synthetic pathways are required to yield the desired product. It was amazing to be a part of this research project and know that it will contribute to a bigger accomplishment in cancer research. The usage of molecular modelling in drug design allows chemists to design better drugs. That means drugs that have better potency and less adverse effects. Researchers do face a lot of challenges in their research. For me, not reaching my target compound was tough, but my research will give insight to others on what they can do next. This is what research is about, leading closer and closer to the key that will unlock the answer. When the answer is found, it will impact the world, millions of lives, or even someone you know. I feel fortunate to be a part of a project of great purpose and to learn from many great minds. This was my honours research project and it was a journey to remember.
Thank you, Tam. And there are plenty of those with dodgy prostates who hope she and other chemists eventually succeed. She's at Monash.